Back to Gemara Tainis. They will learn Daf 25, Daf Chaf Hey. It's always the merit that hostages return home now. Soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious, says the Gemara, picking up stories of Rechina ben Dosa. And we talked about how she put some sort of something in her oven to make it give the illusion that it was very smoky, so people would think she was actually cooking. She had this bad neighbor, Amra, who said to herself, Mithi, let me see. I know these people have nothing. Michael Yahai said, what's causing all the smoke? She decided to embarrass her. She went and knocked on the door. So Rechina's wife was very embarrassed. And she went to the inner chamber of her house. She wouldn't answer. A miracle happened. Her neighbor saw the oven was full of bread. The kneading trough was full of dough. The neighbor called out, Palnisa. She goes, Mendoza's wife, Madam, come. I see a masa the kacharich. Your bread's about to get burnt. Amalah, Rechina's wife said to her, indeed, that's why I went into the inner chamber to get some sort of shovel to take out the bread. Tani afi lahavi midra nechnas. And she went inside to bring out the baker's shovel. They shalom this minisim, because she was accustomed to having miracles performed for her. That's actually what happened. Okay, Amalah lived Beisua. One time Rechina's wife said to him, Ad emosay nizal when his dar kuli high. How long are we going to suffer from such poverty? Amalei, Manev, what should I do? By Rachmi, Nes Vilei Midi. She said, pray for mercy that we should give us something of value. They Rachmi prayed. The Yotzim came in piece of yad. And something like a palm of hand emerged from the sky. Vavilei Chad Kara de Posra de Dava. And he was given one leg of a golden table. Chodji Lach Bechama. He said to her, I haven't seen a dream. Os Tzikim Achli Parsa de Dahaba. In the future, all the righteous people eating from a golden table. This late Taz Kara will have three legs. But you're going to eat from a table and it has two legs. Said to him, are you content with everyone eating at a complete table? But I'm eating at a defective table. Therefore, my nevi, what should we do to rectify this? Pray for mercy as we take him back for you. Pray for mercy and take him back. Tani was told him, the last miracle is greater than the first miracle. The miracle of the golden leg being taken back than the golden leg being given. Why? The Nigrik could be a tradition. The Ma'av Yahav, once God gives something good, Mishko lo Yishak doesn't take it back. Okay, interesting. Again, we don't rely on a miracle. Could it be? We don't. Chad Be Shimsha, one Friday night, right before Shabbos, Chaz Lebeitid the Hadav Itzvi, he saw his door was sad. Amalei Lebeitid, he goes, why are you sad? Lamay Itziv. Amalei, I mistook a container of vinegar for a container of wine. I poured the vinegar in the lamp and lit the Shabbos candle with it. Armelay said to her, Biti, Machlislan, who cares? Who told the oil to light? Who created the natural order of oil lights? Who Yomer Lachmat Lidlok can also say the command of vinegar to light, meaning to say it's all from God. The whole world operates from God. God made the rules of nature, so God can change him if he wants. Tanan says the Brisa, indeed that's what happened. The lamp burnt the whole day. Until they took from it a flame for Havdalah. He used to have goats. Amalei, people complained to him, Come Mafsidon, the goats are damaging our field. Amalei said to them, Ika Mafsidon, Nechlun di Dibui. If that's true, bears should come devour them. Let each goat come home with a bear stuck in its horns. So that indeed would happen that night. They came with bear stuck in the horns to prove that he was right. His goats were not damaging the fields. And the Gemara wants to know. We'll get there in a second. The Gemara is going to ask, 1 minute, where do you get goats from if you're so poor you couldn't afford bread? Before we get there, there was a certain woman called Bincha Besa who was building a house, and the beams did not reach the wall to wall. She purchased the wrong beams. She comes before him. She said to him, "Binsi, beis tivul come to kashuri. I built my house. My beams not reached from wall to wall." What's her name? Aiku. She said, "Aiku." Aiku nimtu kishurayach. He said, "Aiku, your beams elongate and reach the walls." Tana higiyach yotze amalekan. The beams elongate until they protrude a cubit on one side and arm on the other side. The beams are made longer by means of sections, meaning they had stuff added to them. Tani was talking to Brisa. I saw this house and that there were beams protruding one amma from the other amma. People told me, this is the house that Rechina Mendoza basically covered it with beams through his prayer. Says the Gemara, where did he get his goats from? He's so poor. He was poor. Furthermore, we have a halacha, which we're not going to discuss the ins and outs of now. A person is not allowed to raise small animals in Israel. Here's the following story. A person passed the door of Rechina Mendoza. He said, can I leave? And mistakenly, he left chickens there. So what did Rechina Mendoza do with his wife? So he says, Rachinina's wife finds there, Vamalay, Rachinina says there, I'll talk him bits and don't eat from their eggs. Harbi bits and tiny golem. Eventually they produced many eggs and chickens. When Sarno some, they came in nooses to have them around. So they sold the eggs and chickens. They bought goats with them with the proceeds. One day the man who had lost chickens passed from Rachinina's house. He mentioned his friend, I left my chickens here. Rachinina heard this, and he was very excited. He said to him, Simon, do you have any identifying marks? These are chickens. Yes. Simon gave him the identifying mark. And Rachinina gave him the goats. These are the goats that earlier came back with the bears in their horns. Rabbi Elazar ben Padas dichig lay milsa tuva. Rabbi Elazar ben Padas was incredibly poor. Of a milsa, one day he let blood. He didn't have anything to eat. You're supposed to eat after you let blood. Shakal bar tuma. So he took a clove of garlic, shoot of a puma, and he put it in his mouth. He grew faint and fell asleep. The rabbis came to figure out about him. They see that he was crying and laughing in his sleep. And there was a ray of light emanating from his forehead. He is there. When he woke up, Amalei said to him, my time with Kibochas v'chachich, why were you crying and laughing? Amalei said to them, I was had a dream, and I was sitting next to God. Amalei, I said to God, I must star behind Alma. How long will I continue to suffer in this world? Amalei, Elazar b'ni, said to me, Elazar, my son, Nicha l'cha da'avche l'amu me'arisha. Would you like me to turn the world back to the beginning and create it all over? Perhaps then you will be born at a time when there's a lot of food. So Ekrilem Kamai, I say before God, Kuli Havi Afshar, you told me you're going to do this whole thing, restart the whole world, and only reboot the world, and it's only maybe it'll work. So Amalei said to me, Daichi Tfei Odechine, is what I have lived, so I said to him, to God, is what I have lived so far the greater part of my life, or am I still destined to live more? Amalei Daichi said, you have lived the greater part of your life. So Amalei Kamai, Imkein La Bini, goes, don't do this. Amalei said to me, Pai Agra De Amrit Le Bini, as a reward for saying, I do not desire the world to be turned back, I'll give you a lot in the world to come. Well, I'll give you 13 rivers of Basim oil as clear as the Euphrates and Tigris. For you to enjoy them. I'm the commander to God. Hi, that's all I'm getting. What else can I give your fellow? I only ask. I ask only the portion of the person who does not have the privilege to enjoy his share in the world to come. So, God flicked me with his fingers on my forehead. I really have no idea what any of this means. Give me the part of if there's a person who set aside a place in the world to come and they don't deserve it, I want it. And God flicked me on his hands, gave him a knip on the cheek, a chvesnish. Marmalay, Elazar b'di, Elazar my son, giri bach giri, my arrows, I stroke you with my arrows. I have no idea what's going on here. Okay. Rav Chanan bar Yochanan once declared a fast, law some mitzvah in the rain, Amar lo, people said to him, Rabbi Shuban Levi, Gaza t'nus of awesome mitzvah, Rabbi Shuban Levi declared a fast at work, Amar said to them, Hayan havli bar Levi, what are you comparing? You're comparing me to the son of Levi. Amar lo, Denise, they said to him, Rabbi Shuban Levi, that he should come here. They gave him the daita, and he will concentrate our prayers, our minds in prayer. Esther, the Yosef Tibur Bahu, perhaps there people break their stubborn heart and repent. So rain will come. Mun Rachim lo Asi Vitra, they prayed together for mercy, but the rain did not come. Amalu, he said to them, Nichel Chu Shav and Matu Bishvilenu, it is agreeable to you that rain shall come in our merits. Amalu, in, yes. Amar Akir, Kir Kisiv Nachal, said, they looked skyward and said, sky, cover your face with clouds. Lewis, the sky did not come overcast. Amar Kama Azim Peirika, he said to them, how brazen the face of the sky. Ichsev Asi Vitra, so rain, the sky became overcast and rain came. Okay. Levi got his news. Levi declared a fast. We lost mitzvah. Ain't not come. I'm the funny say before God. Rebind the shalalim. All these fish. Yavshafta mekomo. You went up and sat on high. May not demrachim al benecha. You did not mercy your children. All the mitzvah rain came. Vitzle, but Levi became lame. Levi became lame because he spoke disrespectfully to God by saying this. This is the Gemara that came up as well in Megillah. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Lo ol ma'yitach adam dvarim klapi mala. A person should not cast his words as a complaint. Shouldn't complain upwards to God. Shari adam god lehitiach dvarim klapi mala vitzlei. Because a great person once cast his words, spoke as a complaint towards God, and became lame. We want to know it was Levi. This is the Gemara Hagar Malay. Was this what caused it? Because he's disrespectful. Levi ach kida ki meidar vitzlei. Elsewhere we learn, this comes from Megillah. He did kida. He bowed down in a way in front of the rabbi. He became lame because of it. Hava gar malay. No, both because he was disrespectful and because of the kida caused him to become lame. Bar Lina Shemini Lahanach Imi the Kamim. Rachina Bar Luna heard some clouds saying to each other, hear the clouds talking. Nasiv Maib Moav. Let's go give rain water to Amun Moav. Amun the Funner Bar Shalom immediately says, God, When you gave the Torah to your people, you went first to all the nations of the world to offer it to them. Look, people, and they didn't want it. But after the nose of the mud, and now you're giving them rain. Let the clouds pour here instead in Israel. And his prayers answered, and it rained there. So from there he learns, righteous man will be like a date palm, while like a cedar of Lebanon, he will grow tall. If he's considered a date palm, why is he considered a cedar? In Nemer Erez, Lomar Nemer Tamar. If he's considered a cedar, why is he considered a date palm? El Nemer Tamar, Velo Nemer Erez. Rather, had only said he's a righteous like a date palm, but not said he was like a cedar, I see Omer, I would have said, my Tamar, just as a date palm. Turn the page. In Gozim Achlev, its trunk does not regenerate. If it gets cut down, Avtzad Echad V'Shalom in Gozim Achlev. So to a righteous person, it does not regenerate. Meaning to say, they will not be resurrected. Therefore, Kachnam Erez today is like a cedar, which does regenerate. Which now you're thinking, 1 minute, we start earlier, doesn't. So we'll get there. Il Nemer Erez, if you compare it only to a cedar, Il Nemer Tamar, don't compare it to a date palm. How you say, oh, Mer Ma Erez, ain't no Zeperos. Just a cedar does not have any fruits. Avtzad Echad V'Shalom ain't no Zeperos. Kachnam Erez, Tamar, Nemer Erez. Says the Gemara of Erez Gizim Achliv, is a cedar really regenerate? But Tani, we learned in the Brisa. If a person buys a tree from his friend to fell it, to cut it down for the wood, he has to leave at least one tefach around it in the ground, from the ground, excuse me, upwards, the coats, and cut the tree so they will regenerate. In the case of a sycamore trunk, shnei tefach, basically two, v'sulashkima, and in the case of a virgin sycamore, he has to leave three hand breaths. The cutting with gafanim, in the case of reeds and vines, mina kafal lamali, they cut only from the lowermost knot and above it so that it will generate. In palms of cedar, hovi lamatu mashar. So I mean, dig below the ground, uproot the tree entirely, because once you cut the tree, it'll never regenerate, and therefore you might as well just uproot it totally. We see from here, cedars don't regenerate. Hachamai skins, and what we're dealing with? Bisharmini arazim. Most cedar trees, there are multiple types of cedar trees. There are 10 types of cedar trees. It says, I will put in the desert a cedar and a Erez tree and a myrtle tree. So we learn from here is there are some that do and some that don't. He declared 13 fasts in the community, but the article didn't rain. After the final fast, people began to leave the synagogue. You prepare graves for yourself. All the people began to cry. Rain began to fall. Lazar went before the ark. He said the 24 blessings. It wasn't answered. Akiva goes on after him. Avinu Malkeinu ein lanu melech el ata. Our father king, no more king but you. Avinu Malkeinu lemancha l'rachim aleinu. For your sake, have compassion. Those good shall begin to reign. Hayimarani, Rabban, the rabbis began saying about Elazar. So you got to ask of Omar. So a voice came and said, no, lom tishu zeh gadol mizeh. It's not because Rabbi Akiva was greater than the other. Ela shizeh ma'avir lami dasa. Because this one, Akiva, is a forgiving person. Zeh ni ma'avir lami dasa. Well, this person is not a forgiving person. Okay. Said to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, I must yoga shamim, yardim tzibur poskim tanusam. So we quote in the Mishnah, at what point, if it starts raining, do we say the fast will end automatically? When do we say you have to complete the fast? So he says as follows. Kemole berach ha-machrisha dibei Rabbi Lazar. To the depths of the blade of a plow, these are the words of Meir, and then we stop fasting. In the case of a dry soil, a one tafach. The tanus tzvach, the benusis tzvach. In the case of medium soil, two tafach. In the case of plowed soil, three tefachs. Tani, we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon, and Elazar Omer. Ein l'chatev l'mala, shein t'hom yotzi l'kroh shlosh tefachim. That when it rains on, when the ground gets rained, the rain penetrates ground one tefach, which is about 3 inches on above, so then 3 inches come from the waters from below. But Tani tefachim, elsewhere it says two. Lokasha, kam uvda, kam b'shein uvda. This deals with plowed soil, and this deals with unplowed soil. Rabbi Elazar, when they begin to pour the water on the chag on the sukkah on the base on the during Nisach Hamayim, don't omer to the chaver of the deep water, say one to the other, Abba Miyoncha, gush forth your waters, call Sheni Reim Ani Shomea, because they hear the voice of two friends. Shnemar Tom El Tom cover the cult sinurecha. And it said the deep waters to the deep waters call out to the roar of your water channels. Omer Rabba, Lidi Chazi Lihai Rida, because I once saw the following vision. I saw Ridia, who was the angel watching over the waters, Damai Egla Parsis Faseya. He looks like a calf, and his lips are parted. And he stands between the lower deep waters and the upper deep waters. deep waters, he said. Upper deep waters, he says. Sprinkle down your waters. Deep waters, he says. Gush forth your waters. It says the blossoms are seen in the land. All right. As you know, I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay. So this, get back, the Mishnah says, if they begin to pray fast, and then water comes before the sunrise. Tanu Rabbanan. They shouldn't finish fast. Mayor says, finish the fast. Not only before chatzos, they don't need to complete fast. After chatzos, they complete fast. Test shows before 9 hours a day you have elapsed. They don't have to complete it. After the shows, they should fast it. We find with regards to Achav King Yisrael, she's not about 9 hours a mala, that he fasted from 9 hours a day. In our words, Shnemar Harisa ki nichna Achav. It said, do you not see that Achav has humbled himself? Yehuda Nisa Gaza Tanusa, where Yehuda Menasa wants to declare a fast. Yardu Lehem Gisham Lachan Itcham, began to rain, began to fall for them after sunrise. Several Leshm Lenu, he thought maybe I should complete it. Amlo Rabbi Ami, Kodu Chatzos Vachatzos Sneu. We learn the Mishnah that the cutoff point is Chatzos. Shmuel Katan Gaza Nusa, Shmuel Katan wants to plan to fast. Viyadu Lahem Gisham Kodim Nitzachama, the rain began to fall before the Nitzachama. Kesvur La'am, Lomar Shivcha Shaltibrahu. People thought, oh, it's coming because of the community that they daven. Amr Lahem, Mashal Lahem, Mashal, I tell him, Mashal Lamadar Dome, Levishim Vakish Paris Rabbah, to servant who seeks to get what he needs from his payment from his master. Amr Lahem, and he doesn't want to go to the master directly, so he goes to someone intermediary. Tunnelly values McCall. He says, give him what he needs, so I'll not hear his voice petitioning me. So meaning to say, what happened here? He declared a fast, and then it began to rain. So everyone's all excited. Oh, look how wonderful you are. Was like, no. This is like the servant goes to the master, give me the money, and the master doesn't want to talk to the servant, so he tells a third party, you go get the money to him, so I don't have to talk to him. So to hear, God didn't want to hear the prayers. It's not a good thing, but it's actually a bad thing. One time, Shmuel Katan declared to fast. It began to rain after sunset. Everyone said, oh, look how wonderful we are. It's not actually a good thing. Rather, give you what's his common do. A servant seems to get the parnos from his master. And he wants to punish servants. The master says, him do lo adshin makiv yitzdar. Wait until he's humbled and distressed by excessive petitioning, and after they give him what he needs. Meaning to say that we waited so long, so yes, we're fasting now, but if we really deserve it, we get it right away. So then, when exactly do we know it, rain coming down is actually a positive thing? When he says, Mashruch, the wind begins to blow, immediately begins to rain. One time they declared a Tanis in Lod. The name of and then what happened? And this is the end of the Mishnah, and it began to rain. So we said, go home, eat, and then we said, Halal. Why do you say Halal immediately? Why do you have to go home and eat first? Because we don't say Halal, turn the page. El al nefesh shev of karas malek, except when one is satiated and a full stomach. You know, this might play into Halal on Seder night, which we'll talk about hopefully on Pesach this year. I think the second night we'll talk. First night we'll talk about Halal Pesach. In is this true of our Papa? Ukle lebe kanishta debe gover. Our Papa once visited a great synagogue in Abi Gover. Because the Tanisi cleared fast. Yodah lam gishama ad chados. The rain fell before midday. Vamar Halal said Halal Achakal. Only afterwards, Achal chose to went and eat drink. Shana minu chuza. The shlich be shlichors. Because there, people often drank too much, and then they wouldn't come back and say Halal. So we said, say Halal first. I wish you all a wonderful day. And Hajin Allah. Seder Tanis Elu. We're now finishing the third parak of Sechas Tanis.